Blog Talk Radio.
A denied entry to USA show.
You go retaliate and do towards your friends, it becomes a gang situation. Next thing you know, y'all up against the military, and then y'all become a militarized zone.
All right, listen up. Have you been stopped at the U.S. border?
Trying to keep it going, you know what I'm saying? But whoever bring the noise, you know, 209th and Figueroa Road, you know what I'm saying? We got to handle our business. We ain't let nobody step on our toes. Blood, rips, or whoever.
Right here, these all that.
Do you have a criminal record? You know who you are.
Come on, bullet holes, scars. Come on, 19, 20 years in prison. YA, camp, juvenile hall, San Quentin, Spokane, Solidar, Cork, Pelican Bay, Chino, the whole.
Well, this show is definitely for you then.
I think the police out here primarily arrest criminals, irregardless of their hue, criminal allegiance, sex, religion, faith, all that. They are out here to arrest criminals. And gang members tend to fall into the criminal realm. They're criminals. They shoot, kill, pack illegal weapons. They're criminals. So as a consequence of that, they have to have a gang division of the police department. No, but the pigs ain't out just to arrest a certain person. They are anti-criminal. I ain't mad at them. That's their job. Bravo, no, I ain't got nothing against them. As far as they being soldiers, taking money out of the bank. If they swat me on some activity, I gotta get down with them. That's the rule. But I ain't gonna fuck with them for no reason, and they ain't gonna fuck with me. Cause I drive by the rule. I ain't got nothing against 5-0. They push up on me, I'm getting ill. And the motherfuckers know it.
Now, reaching out to you from the beautiful Pacific Northwest, it's Ken and Lisa.
Episode of the Denied Entry to USA show. Sorry guys, I must apologize. This morning I'm a bit ragged. I just woke up. It's 10 a.m. here in Surrey, BC. It's British Columbia for people who don't know what BC stands for. So just trying to get it together here, I guess. As you guys know, we are always completely transparent. Let me fix this mic. Got the snowball mic that you guys have seen in the video, the one with the big white ball at the top. So I suppose it should work now. Anyway, so today is January 26, 2023. And for today's show, we were going to have someone on, and basically this person had gotten arrested. First of all, this person has a criminal conviction, but the person decided to try to enter the U.S. anyway. And we kind of warn you guys that when you have criminality, you try to enter that country, you are really running a risk of getting arrested, written up, taken to a detention center, and experiencing His Majesty's pleasure at its finest, or seeing a judge or both. Well, I think in this case, this person was arrested and was written up to see a judge. I believe this person got detained. I'm not sure about that part yet. But anyway, this person is feeling under the weather today, apparently, as the person just told me about an hour ago. So we're going to see how the person feels next week if they're, you know, if they're over their illness. And if they are, then we'll do that episode. If not, then that's fine. So in that case, since that person is no longer available for today, we're going to talk about a different topic. And at the risk of sounding like a parrot, we keep constantly warning you guys about these cheap dollar store discount waiver companies. Now, the feedback we're getting from the field here, it seems that when you guys contact these companies, they're going to do whatever they can to make a sale. When I say sale, meaning a sale on a waiver or a pardon, especially when you call Batman's pardons and waivers, Batman's going to do whatever he can to make a sale. Because, as I've said repeatedly, Batman needs whatever he can do to keep the lights on. So they're going to push these cheap dollar store waivers down your throat, whether you want it or not. You guys are saying, well, Ken, why are you telling us? You say this many times. Well, because of the feedback we're getting from the field here, you guys, some of you guys are not getting the message. Some are. I have to admit some are, because people who have been calling, they do seem to be more aware now. And quite a number has said it's because of our episodes, which is, oh, okay. Some of you guys still don't get it. One story is, yesterday, a gentleman had an offense for, I'm going to say, what can I say without disclosing who I'm referring to? A gentleman had an offense, had a conviction for something simple. Let's just say simple conviction. Simple conviction does not require a waiver. Now, what you guys may or may not realize, and I've said this before, is that these border guards, CBP, these officers, because I'm a former federal officer myself and a former law enforcement officer in Washington State, so we enforce these laws based on prior knowledge, based on how the statutes are written, and based on the system in general. So, and I've told you guys before, we still have associates that work for the American government in various agencies. Now, having said that, getting back to what I was saying about this gentleman, so I explained to him that they can see charges and convictions. So what that means is, if you were charged with, let's say you were charged with bank robbery, but it was withdrawn, they can see that. If you were charged with bank robbery, but it was dropped down to simple assault, let's just say, I know that's a stretch, then that simple assault by itself does not require a waiver. Let me say it again. That simple assault itself does not require a waiver. Now, the discount waiver companies were trying to sell him on a waiver. And I explained to him how it worked, how he might sink his own ship. And it's best for me to just do this. You guys cannot see what I'm doing, but we've done videos on this area before, and I'm going to bring up the statute here. I'm going to bring up the immigration code. Okay, one second. All right, so we got, okay, go down, yep, that's good. And I'm going to tell you the same thing I told this gentleman yesterday. Okay, here we go. I'm looking at all the areas of inadmissibility for the USA. Well, I guess I should say, well, yeah, this would be all areas. So, guys, I'm going to pretend you're that gentleman from yesterday. Who's this? Yeah. Oh, sorry, guys. By the way, before I get into this, if you guys want to call in and chat, the number is, what is the number? 516-418-5410. Again, 516-418-5410. Okay, so let me go back to this then. It says right here in the code, criminal and related grounds, conviction of certain crimes. Notice it says conviction of certain crimes in general, except for as provided in clause II, any alien convicted of, so that's number one, or who admits having committed, that's number two, or who admits committing acts which constitute the central elements of a crime involving moral turpitude or an attempt or conspiracy to commit such a crime, or a violation of or conspiracy or attempt to violate any law or regulation of a state, the United States, or a foreign country related to a controlled substance, yada, yada, is inadmissible. Now, we're not even talking about trafficking. That's a separate category by itself. So I explained to this gentleman yesterday, even though he convicted of something simple, the border can still see what the charge was. And as you guys are well aware, a charge is an allegation. Now, they see the allegation, there's a good chance they'll say, whoa, wait a minute here. Check this a bit closer. So then they would start digging based upon what the charge is as opposed to the conviction. So they know the charge by itself cannot be used against them. But when you add in the conviction itself cannot be used against them, but the charge cannot itself either, except if you, again, admit to having committed or commits acts which constitute essential elements of. So basically, in simple terms, guys, if you charge a bank robbery but it's dismissed or withdrawn, or it dropped down to simple assault, that's fine. But the border officer can see the charge and he starts asking you, say, hey, Sylvester, what did you do with all the money you got in the robbery? The guard knows it's dropped down to, it's either withdrawn or dropped down to simple assault. So Sylvester says, oh, well, the money from the robbery, they never found it. He says, well, why? Well, the money, I hid the money when after I robbed the bank. Oh, so you, so when you, how did you rob it? Did you have a gun? Well, yeah, I had a sawed-off shotgun. I just took the money, had a mask on. But the cops did an illegal search in the car and found the stuff, so it's not convicted. Or we agreed to drop it to simple assault. Oh, okay, okay. So you had the gun, though. You had the shotgun. You had the, they found the money, yeah. But again, it was withdrawn. Or he might say it's dropped down. Well, guys, Sylvester just talked himself into needing a waiver. Because the way the code is written, and I hate to sound like a parrot, they go by whatever relevant convictions you have and whatever you voluntarily admit to. Now, I'm going to tell you a secret that these, especially lawyers, are bad for this, these immigration lawyers, and even these discount waiver companies. So when they prepare this waiver packet, they're going to put in there everything. They're going to put in there the conviction sheet, which shows the simple assault, which whatever. But they're also going to put in sheets of stuff that's withdrawn or dismissed. So what they're doing, I don't know if they're doing it on purpose, although I suspect they are. I know the lawyers are for a fact. They know CBP, or should know, they're going to see these old charges where you were not convicted. So it's going to give CBP a reason to go on a more detailed fishing trip. And then they're going to write back on the RFE, which is a request for evidence. You get 87 days to comply. And say, hey, give us a statement about what happened with the actual bank robbery charge. What were the details? Oh, just ignore that, guys. So then what happens is the person elaborates, well, they just need a waiver. So that lawyer thinks that, oh, now the person will come back to me for a waiver or yada, yada. Guys, it's complete bullshit. If you guys fall for it, it's your own fault. But I had to get that out there. One of the biggest reasons, things about these waivers, this is similar but different. Now we're going to talk about waivers being denied. Oh, shit. I just thought about something. No, okay, it didn't work. One of the other things that goes along with this is your waiver gets denied because it's improperly prepared. So that same, the same case regarding the robbery, if prepared incorrectly, the discount waiver company or lawyer tells the person to write their own explanation, which we don't do that. We do that ourselves because we know how it has to be presented. It's often presented in a erroneous way when the lawyer has the client do it, or the discount waiver company say, oh, just tell us. The person gets denied. Right now for us, we're actually getting, it's almost we're getting more cases from these cheap companies that got denied than even new ones. It's almost neck and neck. So what it's going, soon it's going to be that the people who went to the cheap waiver companies and lawyers who gotten denied come to us, it's going to outpace the brand new people calling. It's getting neck and neck, surprisingly, but then again, I'm not surprised. Now, one of the things, I won't babble too much here, because like I said, it's still in the morning for me. One of the biggest things is they look at rehabilitation. Well, we've actually got that conquered now. We know the rehab that they want and need regarding adjudicating and clearing these cases. The discount waiver companies and lawyers don't have access to this material. We've actually developed our own rehabilitation program. It's about 85% done. And may finish it up over this weekend. Some things I had to do to it, give it the green light. So for these border cases, when they go through, the rehab is already documented, you know, quite proper, and then you're good to go. And the other reasons for, you know, these border cases being denied, we've already gotten covered. And guys, remember one thing, there's really never two cases 100% alike. It just depends on the particulars. So when you guys call and ask about price or how much, please keep in mind that for us, it's a sliding fee that we use. The more serious, the higher the fee. The less serious, the lower the fee. So there's no one-size-fits-all, you know, per fee. And you guys deal with these discount waiver companies like Batman's Pardons and Waivers or these a lot of these law offices. They're going to quote you one fee for everything, which is complete BS. Because how on this planet, if a guy has a car, a conviction for stealing a car at 19, now he's 40, but then the same token, another person, male or female, has a conviction for molesting little kids, which case is more complex, the ex-molester or ex-car thief? So how on this planet, how in the flying flamingo, I'll say, can these lawyers and or discount waiver companies charge, I'll just say $700 to process, prepare a waiver case for someone who is playing with kids and playing in a way that not a nice way. It's just pure stupidity. And you guys, some of you guys fall for it. If the price is too cheap, it's highly suspicious. And if you got a simple offense, that's fine. Like you stole a car, that's flying flamingo all. But I'm talking about the complex stuff, the trafficking, washing the money. Well, those guys usually come to us anyway. The sex crimes, the molestation, some of the complex fraud stuff. So I think you guys get the picture. All right, so today is not going to be too long because I'm taking a couple of days off here and staff will take over, but I'm just going to work on this rehabilitation, get that up and running, get it 100%. Anyway, Ken Scott, Sr., U.S. Oh, what I should do, sorry about that, guys. I'm going to have to put something in from one of our supporters.
Has this ever happened to you? You live in Canada, and you're stopped at the American border and denied entry, preventing you from traveling to Vegas or anywhere in America for that matter. Maybe they gave you a hard time because you got busted smoking a joint or something a long time ago. How about you U.S. citizens who've been stopped at the Canadian border on your way to Whistler, Vancouver, maybe Toronto? Didn't it just piss you off? Well, especially if the border official gave you a hard time because of some little thing on your record from the distant past. Well, denied entry to USA.com can help. Denied entry to USA specializes in resolving border crossing problems. With years of experience, these guys can be your lifesavers. They'll work on your behalf so you can easily go back and forth for vacations, business, pleasure, or just to have fun, if you know what I mean. Online at denied entry to USA.com or give them a call at 888-908-3841. That's 888-908-3841. Get your ass back on the road with denied entry to USA.com.
Okay, guys. Well, I think that about wraps it up. I didn't know if a special guest was going to call in, but I guess he's not, so that's fine. Anyway, guys, so, again, Ken Scott, Sr., U.S. Immigration Law Intelligence Analyst with www.usentrywaiverservices.com. And as you guys just heard the number, 888-908-3841 or 604-562-8140. And guys, in the words of my good old Vulcan colleague, live long and prosper.
Here I stand, done bent, got to represent, soft scent, throat, L.A., every day, nigga, monthly, yearly, 34 to be exact, nigga, fear me, atomic dog, I'm in your zone, your area, bull massive, pit bull terrier, I'm coming through like the Wu dump in chambers, third life, get it right, nigga, danger. 7 shots to my body, ain't no killing me. Lock and load, double back, I had you feeling me. 40 Glock up on your block, headshot. Chest plate getting blown when the 9 knocks. And in the distance, ain't no resistance. Say your homeboy swear they gonna murder me. Said they heard of me, they think I'm on a murder spree. But when they roll up, Chase try to find me. That's when I'm dumping with the fat Mac 90. From the cradle to the grave, I've been kicking static. I've been around from revolvers to automatic. See, I'm a stand-up, stomp-down soldier. Much older now from back then, when I was thugging in my songs on my black swim. See, I'm a G, nigga, married to the thug shit. Here the C-O-E, Sherm sticks. That's how we do it, kicking back.
What up? Join us next time for another episode of the Denied Entry USA Show. A show to not only educate you about U.S. entry waivers, but we're also here to help you stay out of trouble. Make your choices in life wisely. Handle your business, or your business will handle you.
Yeah, we're gonna give y'all a little something about what happens on an everyday life over here, man. Each and every day, it's the same niggas, the same people, the same community, whatever. We don't change.
As I ride, smoking that pot, hotel stay lit, my eyes are slow, they clinging like fire. I keep them blazing, but I know I get so higher. See, man, it's something that cut with Levi's on creep. Fuck peace, if you got beef, let's handle it in the street. Ask free, pancakes, my G's gon' bounce up. Spit 500 on chronic.